So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentions that Rabbi Eliezer uses the pasuk of Aval Hashar Naki to teach Naki Mechatzi Kaifer. For sure, Tom kills a person. The owner is exempt from a Kaifer payment, and only if a Sharmud kills a person does the owner pay Kaifer. The Gemara proceeds with other Tanoim who use this pasuk to teach other halachas. One Brisa states, Rabbi Yosef Glili, Imer Naki Mid Me Vladis. For sure, Tom gores a pregnant woman and killed the Uber. The owner is exempt from paying the Uber's value to the father. Rabbi Akiva disagrees and holds there's no need for Naki to teach Patim and Mevladis because this was already taught in the Pasuk of Itmei Vladis. Ki Natsu Anashim Anashim Leishvarim. The word Anashim implies that only if a person was the cause does he pay Itmei Vladis. But if an axe was the cause, the owner does not pay Itmei Vladis. The Gemara offers several explanations for Rabbi Yosef Glili. Abaye Rav explained that Anashim alone would not exclude Shvarim from Itmei Vladis. On the contrary, it would include Shvarim for Dmei Vladis, because we would understand the exclusion as follows. Anashim ein asin be'isha ye'anshu, yesh asin be'isha lo ye'anshu. Only regarding Anashim is there a distinction that only if the woman does not die does he pay Dmei Vladis. But if she does die, he does not pay Dmei Vladis because he is chayv misa for her death, and we apply the concept of kam le b'dirav mineh. The einish chomer absolves him of the einish hakal. However, v'li Shvarim, the avagav the yesh asin ye'anshu. Regarding Shvarim, there is no distinction, and even if the woman dies, the owner pays Dmei Vladis because he's not Chayiv Misa, and we do not apply the concept of Kimle B'Dramine. Therefore, the word Naki teaches Naki Midmei Vladis, for sure one does not pay Dmei Vladis. Rabbi Bar Avi rejects this explanation because, as Rashi explains, he holds Neskav and Larik Zeb, Harik Zeb, Patem and Misa V'Chayiv B'Mamen. If a person intended to kill his friend, but unintentionally killed the woman, he's Patem and Misa, and he therefore does pay Dmei Vladis. Therefore, regarding Anashim, there is no distinction, and in all cases, even if the woman dies, they do pay Dmei Vladis if it was unintentional, while Shvarim, in all cases, do not pay Dmei Vladis, and there is no need for Uval Hashar Naki. Therefore, Rav Bar Avi explains that Anashim alone would not exclude Shvarim from Dmei Vladis. On the contrary, it would include Shvarim from Dmei Vladis because we would understand the exclusion as follows. Anashim ki niskavnu ze laze avagav sheyesh asin beisha ye'anshu. Ki niskavnu leisha atzma lo ye'anshu. Only regarding Anashim is there a distinction that if he intended to kill his friend but unintentionally killed the woman, he pays Dmei Vladis because he's not Chayiv Misa. But if he intentionally killed the woman, he does not pay Dmei Vladis because he's Chayiv Misa. However, v'lei Shvarim, tafil niskavnu leisha atzma ye'anshu. Regarding Shvarim, there is no distinction. And even if the axe intentionally killed the woman, the owner pays Dmei Vladis because he's not Chayiv Misa. Therefore, the word Naki teaches Naki mit Dmei Vladis. For sure, one does not pay Dmei Vladis. A second Brisa says that Rabbi Akiva used the word Naki to teach Naki mit Dmei Eved. If a sure time kills an Eved Kenani, the owner is exempt from paying the knas of 30 slum to the owner, and only if a Shermud kills an Eved Kenani does the owner pay knas. The Gemara asks that we would know this even without the Pasuk, because Hu Atzma Ein Mishtalim Ela Megufay. The Tashlumen for a Shur Tam is collected only from the actual Shur, but not from Aliyah, other assets. Edmei Eved cannot be collected Megufa because if you lebezdin vishamlach, the Shur must be brought to Bezdin to be put to death, and it becomes Asabana, and you cannot collect Megufa. The Gemara at first answers that we need the Pasuk in the case of Kishakodim Ba'ala Vishachatai, if the owner slaughtered the ox before he was sentenced to death, in which the ox remains Mutabana. We would think that the owner must pay the Knas Megufa, therefore the Pasuk teaches Naki Midmei Eved. The Gemara, however, rejects this explanation because Hacha Demi Karabar Katalahava Leitzarach Kra. Without the Pasuk, we know that he does not pay Megufa, because since the ox must be put to death, which renders it Asbahana, the Torah did not obligate the owner to pay Demi Eved Megufa at all, even in an unusual case of Kishakadam Baal of Ashachatai. Therefore, Rava concludes that without the Pasuk, we would have assumed that he pays the knas from Aliyah, because Hoyul Umach Mireni be'Evin Yosim ben Chayrin, Shben Chayrin Yafes Sela Noisin Sela, Shloishim Noisin Shloishim, ve'Evid Yafes Sela Noisin Shloishim. In a way, if Amud killed an Evid Kenani, it's more stringent than if it killed the Yisrael, and that the knas of a Dmei Evid can even exceed the value of the Evid, while Kaifer cannot exceed the value of the Yisrael. Therefore, we ought to say Mishtal Menami Dmei Evid Min Aliyah. If a Tam killed an Evid Kenani, it should also be more stringent in that he pays the Knas from Aliyah, even though if it killed the Yisrael, he does not pay any Kaifer, not from Aliyah, not from Gufa either. Therefore, the Pasuk teaches, Naki mit Dmei Evid, for a short time there is no Knas of Dmei Evid at all, even from Aliyah. The Gemara proceeds with a brisa of Rabbi Akiva that discusses Kaifer. The pasuk states, "Vehemis ish oy isha." The hekesh of isha to ish teaches, "Ma ish nizakav liyarshav af isha nizkehal liyarshal." Just as when the victim is a man, the kaifer belongs to his inheritors, so too when the victim is a woman, the kaifer belongs to her inheritors and not to her husband. Although Rabbi Akiva himself taught v'yarish oisa, mikan shabal yarishes ishtai, the husband inherits his wife's assets midai raisa, however he does not inherit her kaifer, because hoyel v'emishtalm el achar misa, the obligation of kaifer takes effect only after the victim dies, as the pasuk states, v'hemis ish isha, hasher yisakal v'gamba olav yumas, im kaifer yushas olav, as Rashi explains, shur einim b'skila atcha yomas hanizik, only if the nizik dies is the ox put to death, and only then does the owner pay kaifer. Therefore, v'havalei ro'u, v'ein abal neitel b'ro'u kibbe muchzik, and the husband does not inherit potential assets that his wife did not own when she was alive. However, her husband does inherit her nizakin, compensation for damages, even if she dies afterward, because she was muchzik, because the chiyuv for nizakin takes effect while she is still alive.